Stop one, the blue boar. The wind was a torrent of darkness among the gusty trees. The moon was a ghostly galleon tossed upon cloudy seas. The road was a ribbon of moonlight over the purple moor. And the highwayman came riding, riding, riding. The highwayman came riding up to the old inn door. He'd a French cocked hat on his forehead, a bunch of lace at his chin, a coat of the claret velvet, and breeches of brown doeskin. They fitted with never a wrinkle. His boots were up to the thigh. And he rode with a jeweled twinkle, his pistol butts a twinkle, his rapier hilt a twinkle, under the jeweled sky. The first stanzas of Alfred Noyes' The Highwayman envision the dramatic entrance of one of these dashing figures in an inn like the one you are standing at. Whilst Noyes' Highwayman casts a lively, dynamic figure, however, the Blue Boar once hosted the nation's most famous highwayman, Dick Turpin, under very different circumstances. Turpin was a highwayman who, after 4 years at large, was caught and executed in 1739 for horse theft. Between his execution and his burial nearby in St. Stephen's Churchyard, his corpse was held in the basement of the pub, with the landlord likely charging punters for the privilege of seeing his body. The continuation of this macabre display after the already morbid spectacle of his public execution illustrates how the fascination with those who break and avoid the law is anything but new. Whilst highwaymen have long featured in English literature, from Shakespeare to Walter Scott, none have had such a lasting and perhaps unlikely influence as Dick Turpin. Despite his unfortunate end in York, his legacy and influence has continuously grown far beyond the city. Almost a century after his death in 1739, William Harrison Ainsworth used Turpin as a character in his Gothic novel Rookwood, which became one of the most successful novels of the 18th century. Perhaps because of this success, highwaymen, and Turpin in particular, became a popular source of inspiration for Victorian pulp literature. Short serial stories aimed at young working-class men and boys. These weekly periodicals were sold for a penny, and their sensational content frequently featuring detectives and supernatural entities besides criminals led them to be called penny dreadfuls. In these escapist tales, highwaymen, and Turpin particularly, were romanticized as heroic figures, more like Robin Hood than murderous thieves. Black Bess, or The Knight of the Road, catalogued the heavily fictionalized exploits of Turpin across 254 episodes of 8 to 16 pages each. Turpin's revival as a cult figure, especially when aimed at children, outlived the penny dreadful, however. Whilst not explicitly mentioned, he is likely one of the key inspirations behind Alfred Noyes' poem, The Highwayman, which was voted one of the nation's favourites. More recently, Turpin has been more at home on the small screen and in popular music. An eponymous TV show released in 1979 further depicted Turpin as a romantic hero and freedom fighter ripped off by the establishment, whilst Adam and the Ants reimagined Turpin as a camp performer in their hit song Stand and Deliver. That song was then memorably parodied in an episode of Horrible Histories that playfully challenged the erasure of Turpin's violent streak. Despite this, however, the most recent depiction of Turpin was in a TV show written and starring Noel Fielding, and returned to a camp, light-hearted depiction once again. The public memory and perception of Turpin has diverged dramatically from how it would have been at the place and time of his demise. Through the so often rose-tinted glasses of romantic and adventure literature and television, he is transformed into a wholly different figure. From the Blue Boar, head onto Nessgate towards the river, and take a left onto the bridge. From there, simply continue walking straight onto Micklegate Road until you reach the next stop at Micklegate Bar.